So, are you disappointed with that result out there today?
Of course, you're always disappointed when you don't win the game, I suppose. To be fair to Tyrone, I thought they were well set up and they took their chances when they were on. Some good things, some things to work on, but I suppose we're just a work in progress.
Yeah, would it be fair to say they looked a lot more clinical out there today than maybe Donegal missed a lot of easy chances?
Yeah, I think so. I think they definitely have a lot of very good forwards and top quality forwards. I think as you said, they were just a wee bit more clinical in front of the net. Now, our gears did well as well. There were a few gears chipping on the scores and stuff, but probably as a whole, they were better at that, yeah.
Yeah, and I have to mention maybe the penalty opportunity in the second half. Claire Friel did well and probably very disappointing to get a yellow card after that. She perhaps saved you maybe a few more times in the game as well.
Claire's been great for us since she came in last year, and look, it's one of those things that thinking back about it now, there was probably one or two things that could have been a foul before that or something, I don't know, but no, it's not Claire's fault, and she saved us a lot of times this year and last year, so no, it's nothing that we'll hold against her.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I suppose going out into today's game, you really were in a chance and a position maybe to get in within the top two. That's not looking like the case now, and Tyrone probably secure enough in their position. How do you feel about that another year in Division 2? I know we spoke about it before.
I suppose when we spoke about it before, the aim is always to try and get up to Division 1 again, but you do that by focusing and trying to win every game, and look, that's what we're trying to do, and look, Tyrone, well, I think they're probably well worth their promotion if they get there. They've been doing really well this year, and they're a good well team put together. But look, we'll just go back this week. We'll review ourselves and we'll dust ourselves off and get ready for Cavan in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and probably could see you there, Tyrone. Probably 5 years maybe in Division 2 now at this stage. So, you know, you'd be hoping not to stay in Division 2 for five years.
No, it is definitely a really tough place to get out of. Sure, Armagh were the same there. They've been in Division 2 finals this last couple of years, and they only got out just the year just gone. So it's definitely a tough place to go. And I think even the results today were a bit probably a wee bit unexpected. I think Westmeath beat Tip and stuff, so it's definitely a very maybe a wee bit of an erratic league and stuff, but we'll just focus on ourselves and then keep going.
Yeah, look, I know probably people are thinking now at this stage with Tyrone on, I think, 13 points now. Donegal are on 7 points, 2 games left in the league. If Tyrone lose their next two, Donegal won their next two, there's still not a possibility of going up to number two, is there? Or what is it? Does it come down to goal difference or the game that you played today?
I think we're just going to go out and try and win. If we win our next two games, that'll be us up to 13. And then, look, it's a kind of out of our hands from there. You're kind of hoping another result. So, as I said, maybe it takes a wee bit of pressure off us. But we're just, as I said, we're just going to go try and work on ourselves and develop. And that's what we kind of focused on this year. And for maybe the years to come, is trying to just get Donegal football back to sort of where we should be and where we think we should be. And I suppose that comes from getting the underage structures in place, which we have done now this last year or two, and really pushing at it and going developing from there.